European countries are expressing alarm over reports of cancer deaths among Italian soldiers who served as peacekeepers in the former Yugoslavia. European officials are calling on NATO to investigate what is being called the Balkan syndrome. They want to know whether the cases of leukemia are linked to depleted uranium ammunition used by NATO in Bosnia and Kosovo. Depleted uranium is what is left over after processing uranium from the earth for nuclear weapons. It is an extremely dense metal of low radioactivity, often used to pierce tank armor. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Last week, Italy was the first to launch an investigation into a possible link between depleted uranium weapons and about 30 cases of serious illness among its Balkan peacekeepers. 9 have already died, most from leukemia. In the last few days, similar cases of cancer among Balkan veterans have been reported in the Netherlands, Belgium, Portugal, and France. Earlier this week, Italian Prime Minister Giuliano Amato said that alarm over the so-called Balkan syndrome was more than legitimate, and he asked NATO for more information on exactly where the armor-piercing depleted uranium weapons were used. Interviewed by Italian TV, Stefano Silvestri, a military expert and former defense undersecretary, was asked whether the Italian government was aware that depleted uranium ammunition was being used in the Balkans.
Diciamo che per il Kosovo si sapeva.
Yes, we knew NATO was using these weapons during the air campaign in Kosovo. But as for the airstrikes in Bosnia 5 and 6 years ago, no specific information had been supplied by NATO.
It had long been public knowledge that U.S. attack jets fired some 31,000 rounds of depleted uranium ammunition against Serbian tanks and armored vehicles during the 1999 Kosovo campaign. But it was only a few weeks ago that NATO revealed that its forces fired nearly 11,000 rounds in neighboring Bosnia in 1994 and 1995. The Italian soldiers afflicted with leukemia were stationed in Bosnia. Spokespeople at NATO and at the Pentagon have issued several statements insisting there's no evidence linking depleted uranium with cancer. But the statements have not reassured jittery Europeans. The Balkan syndrome has been front-page news in the Italian media. Nervous Italians have flooded the armed forces switchboard with calls seeking information. And the alarm has spread. Spain, Portugal, Belgium, Greece, Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, and Turkey have announced plans to screen their peacekeepers. The president of the European Commission, Romano Prodi, said the EU wants to know the truth, not only concerning soldiers, but also civilians living in the affected areas. He added that if the slightest risk exists, then these weapons should be abolished immediately. General Luigi Federici, formerly in charge of Italian Carabinieri troops in Bosnia, has called for total transparency.
Sottovalutare questo problema sarebbe un gravissimo errore.
It would be a very serious mistake to underestimate this problem. However, before creating an atmosphere of panic, we must verify as soon as possible if there is a link between these soldiers' death from leukemia and their mission in the Balkans.
The issue will be discussed at NATO's regular weekly political committee on Tuesday. Some commentators are predicting a showdown between the Europeans and the United States, the only NATO ally to have used the depleted uranium weapons in the Balkans. The Balkan syndrome controversy comes at a delicate time in transatlantic relations. There's mounting resentment among Europeans who feel the gap with the United States is widening within the alliance. The Kosovo campaign revealed that the Europeans are far behind America in military technology. This provoked humiliation in many European capitals and accelerated plans to create a European-only rapid reaction force. And there's the added uncertainty of a new administration in Washington, which has raised the possibility of pulling its troops out and leaving the Europeans with the entire peacekeeping mission in the Balkans. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.